Hey, this is Dr. Natasha Wyatt with Raising Royalty, where we are raising kings for kingdom things. Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Every evening, we spend some time in God's Word. It is a great time to spend in fellowship with one another and have the boys work on their reading and comprehension skills. Education doesn't ever stop. For the last couple weeks, we have been in the book of Luke, taking a deeper look at the parables and understanding the life and death of Jesus. Yes, I know we are good parents. Thanks for saying that. But this is not that easy with the children God has blessed us with. Yep, you are right. You feel a story coming on, don't you? At the end of every Bible study, there must come a life lesson. This is because we all have very similar yet very different personalities. So close your eyes and imagine the scene nightly at the Wyatts. You know what I mean. Keep your eyes open. Read and imagine. For this story, imagine the four Wyatts sitting in the living room with Big on the love seat, Little and Hezekiah on the couch with their feet up, sitting on either side of the couch wrapped up in blankets, and me in the big chair, closest to the fireplace. All of us with our Bibles opened, tired from the day, but comfortably reading the Word, and at a smile on our faces. I begin reading the resurrection story, and then the boys follow by reading a series of scriptures, Big stopping us all ever so often to ask what is speaking to us about the passage. We all share insights, stories, and how we can apply the scriptures. However, every time Little shares, he is speaking to the fireplace, as if there is a person there. Picture this, his great big smile, with his silly teeth that are growing in, big eyes looking forward, his little hands matching his tone of voice, and his head turned to the side like when you take a selfie and are searching for the perfect light. The first time Big says, Solomon, you have to look at the person you are speaking to when you are talking. Solomon responds quickly as my children do. They better, or 2020, reference from a previous post. Yes, sir. We continue reading, and it is a separation of passages. So again, Big asks everyone to share what is speaking to them. I share, Hezekiah shares, and then again, it's Little's turn. As he again looks at the fireplace, smiling, he shares what he is going to apply to his life. And again, his dad reminds him to look at people that are speaking to him and that he should be polite and answer by looking back at the person. As I look over, I notice the reflection of Little perfectly centered in the middle of the fireplace window. When I look at the reflection, I notice him smile. I look back at him. He looks at me, smiles, and shrugs his shoulders as to say, what? You caught me. Oh, well, I melt, of course. I explain to Big that he is talking to his reflection. Big, being the good parent, explains to Little that he must focus during our Bible reading time because Jesus has been so good to us. Little agrees with him and looks at the television to notice that he also can see his reflection in the television. When I say my children will never struggle with confidence issues, they will not. If they have gotten anything from our Bible time, it is that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe and share.